BBC News with David Legg. The Labour Party in Israel has voted to join a coalition led by the Prime Minister-designate Benjamin Netanyahu. The decision should give Mr. Netanyahu the parliamentary majority he needs to form a government. Under the deal, it's reported that the Labour leader Ehud Barak will remain defence minister. Mr. Netanyahu has already signed coalition agreements with two far-right parties. One Labour member of the Israeli parliament, Matan Vilnai, told reporters why he'd voted in favour of joining the coalition.
It's better to be part of the government in order to shift from the deep right to the centre. And the peace process that is very important for us when we are there in the government, I am sure that it will continue.
The United States government has announced a $700 million plan to help combat the illegal drugs trade in Mexico. Washington will step up border security and provide the Mexican army with five helicopters and a surveillance plane. An estimated 8,000 people have been killed in the last 2 years in Mexico's drug wars. The new plan was announced by the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
Our goal is twofold. To provide assistance to the government of Mexico to break up these huge cartels, which are funneling tonnage quantities of illegal drugs into our country on a regular basis. The second is to guard against an increase in violence in the United States as a result of the actions undertaken in Mexico.
Opposition parties in Nigeria have agreed to unite to fight the governing People's Democratic Party in elections in 2 years' time. The group, which has yet to adopt an official name, is now seeking to register with the authorities. Here's Mary Harper of our Africa desk.
19 Nigerian opposition parties have decided that the best way to challenge the government of President Umaru Yar'Adua is to form what they describe as one big mega-party. Political heavyweights are involved, including former presidential contenders Atiku Abubakar and Muhammadu Buhari, who also served as head of state. The opposition parties say they're uniting in order to save Nigeria. They accuse the governing People's Democratic Party of running the country into the ground and acting as if Nigeria was a one-party state.
The Indian cricket authorities have confirmed that the multi-million dollar tournament to the Indian Premier League will now be played in South Africa. It was moved for security reasons from India, where it would have coincided with the general election. The organisers said the overwhelming reason for choosing South Africa over England was the changeable British spring weather. The IPL chairman, Lalit Modi, said the costs would now be much higher, but the game, he said, was more important. World News from the BBC. The United States Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has defended the $180 billion bailout for the insurance company AIG. He told a congressional committee the company's failure could have brought about a catastrophic global economic meltdown similar to that of the 1930s. AIG provoked widespread anger earlier this month when it paid millions of dollars in bonuses to staff after being rescued by the government. The International Monetary Fund has announced reforms of its lending procedures. The changes are intended to make the IMF's provision of financial help to member countries more flexible and to help them weather the global financial crisis. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
One of the key reforms could turn out to be the creation of a new flexible line of credit. It's intended for countries with strong economic policies that are still potentially vulnerable to the financial crisis. The IMF says it will be especially useful for crisis prevention. It replaces a facility that was created last October for a similar purpose that has not been used. An IMF statement says the new arrangement is likely to be seen by member countries as more useful. The repayment period is longer. Countries will be able to borrow larger amounts, and once they've qualified, there'll be none of the controversial conditions that the IMF usually requires of borrowers.
A second man has been charged with the murder of a policeman in Northern Ireland earlier this month. The 37-year-old is expected in court on Wednesday. A 17-year-old has already appeared in court charged with the same murder. He was also accused of belonging to the dissident Republican group Continuity IRA. A judge in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania has ordered an 11-year-old boy charged with homicide to stand trial as an adult. The boy, Jordan Brown, is accused of fatally shooting his father's pregnant fiancée as she slept. Prosecutors believe the killing was premeditated. BBC News.